Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Pandemic world, isn't it? Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, thanks for joining us. I'll tell you what, it does make me happy to see that the vaccine is rolled out and more people are getting it, honestly. I mean, we could debate back and forth about side effects and, what about asthma and things that happened to two people in the UK. But you know what? I think of polio and I think of people that I know in my life that I could trace back. Older relatives who told me about what that was like and how that was a miracle. It's just a miracle that you had a polio vac and now it's COVID, right? So COVID has been a destroyer of 2020 of lives. It's wrecked personal relationships. People have perished. 304,000 in the United States, 3,000 people dying a day is awful. The stories that we're hearing about availability of beds and if it's got to be an eeny, meeny, miny, mo thing, because what are you going to do if there's not enough room and somebody needs a ventilator? How do you decide who gets there and where they're going if they don't have room? We didn't know in the beginning of the year that we would end up in this situation, did we? But we are, and it's beyond that. Now it's let's move forward, of course, and that's the vaccine, because if we're going to get any kind of protection, this is the road. I mean, this is the road. There's no other road that I can think of that leads us in that direction. I mean, in California, they're begging for it. With 33 million people, they're begging for more of the COVID-19 vac doses this month, right? So, the beginning of the end of COVID-19 is still further away than we imagine, because while we're seeing this and this gives us the hope, trust me, it would be great if in the third and fourth quarter of next year we could say, oh yeah, we're open for business. Hey, you want to go have dinner? We don't have to look around where we have to be incubated from everybody else and still be concerned by what we read about a study in South Korea that 5 minutes and 20 feet away you could get COVID-19. That's one of the more scary things that I've read recently, and there's debates about that. And then you look at small business owners. I'm a small business owner. I'm an entrepreneur, right? Many of you are. That's the backbone of the United States. Sometimes our small companies grow up to be big corporations, but we all start small. So a new U.S. Chamber MetLife poll of small businesses taken from October 30th to November 10th, showed that 74% of the owners said they needed further government assistance to weather the pandemic. They're saying in Washington, we're not going to take a break until we've got a COVID package put together. So we'll see. The percentage goes up to 81% for minority-owned businesses. The quarter poll found that 62% of small business owners fear that the worst is still to come with COVID-19's economic impact. Only 40% believe their small businesses can operate indefinitely during the current business environment. I mean, you got to ensure small businesses across the United States get assistance that they need. And not passing any kind of a compromise, bipartisan legislation is despicable. I mean, there's tens of thousands of small businesses. The financial hardship for millions of Americans, the unnecessary, ridiculous delays in combating the pandemic. This has to happen. This has to happen. So we do have the rollout of the first authorized COVID-19 vaccines. Yay. Inoculate those healthcare workers, baby, like nothing else. So they're on the front lines of the pandemic. So many people have died, and so many of them have also been exposed and died or barely survived. So if the worst is, if the Chamber of Commerce is saying this in what they're seeing and in their surveys, that small businesses fear the worst is ahead, I agree. We do see the light, but it's still far away. We still have to get to the other side. So let's get together and figure this thing out, Washington, so that people get the assistance they need. You know, we talk about, and I'm a big Tom Jefferson fan. I grew up in Philly and grew up in that seat of liberty. And so I liked Ben Franklin as a kid and all the history I read and Tom Jefferson and, whoa, states' rights and who represents you and all that sort of stuff. But if you have a federal government, this is the time for the federal government, right? That's where you're supposed to be effective. This is the time to step up and get that done. No New Year's Eve ball dropping. None of that. Celebrating going to 2021 if we don't do something to breathe life into our economy and what that's doing to people and some of the insane decisions that they have to make. So there has been some progress on this delayed bill, a little bit. But we've heard this before. It's like the boy who cried wolf, only it's a lot of people crying wolf. But the negotiations have intensified, and I believe that. So you have the four big guns of Congress who met twice to try to cement an agreement that would revive subsidies for businesses that have been hit the hardest by the pandemic, get the help distribute new vaccines, fund schools, and, you know, renew the soon to expire jobless benefits. That's a good thing. Let's get it done. Unemployment benefits run out December 26th for more than 10 million people. Businesses are barely hanging on after 9 months of the pandemic. It's too long. It's one thing to patch and patch and patch and patch, but you can only do that for so long. You can only reinvent, because I think it's about reinventing, but you can only do so much of that. There's still, and with the vaccines, there are places they don't have the money to distribute the new vaccine, so they need that too. So we'll see what happens and how fast this can happen. I agree that nobody should go home. Joe Manchin said, we're not going home until this is done. We've got to get people a lifeline, and I agree. I mean, listen, this is what it's about, right? People helping people, and for goodness sake, the federal government needs to step up and help its people. Help them now. It should have happened yesterday, but help them now. And by the way, speaking of helping, there is this one big story that happened, politically speaking. Not Joe Biden. Mitch McConnell tossed in the towel and gave Joe Biden the nod. And he split from the press on the election results. So the Senate majority leader called for abandoning challenges to the outcome of the presidential election, while the president still says that there was fraud and is challenging them. He did heap a little praise on Trump, but then he congratulated Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, and then also talked about unifying the Republican Party. And I think part of that is undoubtedly because of this runoff election that is happening in Georgia. Two important Senate seats to Republican incumbent senators on the ropes. If they lose, that swings the balance of power in D.C. Much more coming your way. I'll meet you on the flip side.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
This report is sponsored by Bank of America. The way we work has changed immensely this year, and technology has played a critical role in helping companies and employees adapt. Heading into a new year, the workplace will continue to evolve, making technology-driven training solutions vital to preparing our workforce for the future. Here's John Jordan, head of the Academy at Bank of America. He leads the team that onboards and trains thousands of client-facing associates each year.
At Bank of America, exceptional client care is at the core of everything we do. This starts with equipping our employees with the right skills and providing training and growth opportunities that foster upward mobility and readiness for the future. With the help of tech-driven learning tools like virtual reality and client engagement simulators, we immerse our teammates in real-life scenarios and offer a more productive learning experience, ultimately empowering them to better serve our clients.
For more about Bank of America's resources, visit about.bankofamerica.com.
Of the hour, we're going to talk to artist Andrew Grimmer, and he's done this cool coloring book, Queen Alexandra's Coloring Book. But what's so interesting, and it's beautiful, but what's so interesting about Grimmer, and this is, kids could use this coloring book, but so could adults, and it just kind of blows your mind. And it blows my mind because he's so humble, but he was one of a team of 125 professional artists who worked for years turning Van Gogh's famous work into something incredible. Do you remember the movie, and you might not, Loving Vincent? I'm going to jog your memory. Take a listen to a little slice of Loving Vincent.
Vincent Van Gogh killed himself?
How does a man go from calm to suicidal in 6 weeks?
What brings you to Auvers?
I want to do something for Vincent.
You're not going to stir things up again, are you? You've had quite enough weeping over that nutcase.
His neighbors and the police and the whole town against an ill man.
Vincent, what do you think, John?
We all knew something was very wrong.
Vincent!
Great artists are not peaceful souls.
No!
That is the price of your path. Is it worth it?
Did he change his mind? Did he want to live after all?
You want to know so much about his death. But what do you know of his life?
All right, so that, what's interesting about that movie that you just heard, 65,000 paintings. I told you there's 125 artists. They made it in 2 years. They did it in the last bit of it they're doing it in Poland. And the people showed the real Vincent, who drew over 800 pieces of art in 8 years. And it's the first painted movie is what they're calling it, the world's first fully painted film. And it really did well. I mean, a lot of people went to see it. It was made for, I want to say, $5 million, something like that. And then it pulled people in because it was so unique, because we never seen anything like it. And it was up for some big awards, even an Oscar. And it won a European Film Award. Just incredible. So Andrew was one of those guys. He was one of those artists. And I saw a clip from a behind-the-scenes thing, looking behind the scenes of Loving Vincent and making this kind of a movie. And here's a little clip of him being asked about something that he had to do to help with the movie.
Can we disturb you, Andrew?
Andrew had to learn to paint in the dark.
What? It's easier to paint with the lights off.
You learn how to do it, huh? At first, it was really hard being in the dark. I couldn't even find the right colors.
Anyway, I think he's tremendous, and he is coming up at the tail end of the hour. He talks a little bit about this. I asked him what that was like, and, of course, his art and what he hopes happens with his coloring book that he really put his heart and soul into. And anyway, you'll hear the whole thing coming up later. Also, Katie Law Goodwin joins us, and she's written a book that just makes you laugh out loud and makes you think a little bit about divorce. What happens when it gets to that point and somebody shocks you with what they do? Her book is called First Kill All the Lawyers. I love that title. It sounds like a movie of the week. First Kill All the Lawyers. And we've got the mic drop moment. So here it is. If you're a famous filmmaker like Christopher Nolan is, he did a movie I loved called The Prestige in 2006. And, of course, think of Batman, etc. But his deal is that he likes to explain how he does things, his tricks. But the pandemic screwed up one of his big films. It was delayed 3 times, Tenet. And, as a writer-director of that kind of a film, he wants to let loose and tell people especially with wanting to tell people the way the tricks are done. So he explained a couple of the special effects. And he says it doesn't really diminish things. It makes it more exciting. So Tenet is going to home release. And it's out now. And this is following what happened at the theater. So it still managed to bring in $361 million internationally. So, in this movie, John David Washington is great in it. I saw the movie. And Robert Pattinson is also really, really good in the movie. Both of them are excellent in the movie. And so he talked about this bungee jumping onto a tall Mumbai building. And he said he left that to the stunt coordinator, who came up with the idea of actually bungee jumping up the building, which was spectacular. He added it to the script, and they trusted him to find a way to do it. And he said they think they actually had fun doing that at the end of the day. And he talked about the other thing he talked about was the fact that when he was saying he didn't want to spoil things for people, but he doesn't see why you can't elaborate, the special effects in the movie one of the things he says is, when I tell people I got the impulse to purchase a 747 and crash it into a building for real, I don't think it really diminishes things. I think it makes it more exciting. So I think the mic drop is, don't tell us how you did the special effects. Don't tell us. Yes. Stop it. Don't ruin it for us. Don't tell us that you, to have these moments, you had to, you had safety protocols and all this stuff in place, but how you made things look like they were 20 stories in the air. And I know how some of this stuff happened because he talked about it, but I don't want to tell you, because it's a good movie. And if you like those kinds of thriller movies, it's kind of a thriller, then I want you to just see it clean and not know what the behind the scenes is. That's like these new movies. You know, it's like these new movies that are coming out, the Wonder Woman movie. It's like Wonder Woman 1984 or WW84, whatever they're calling it. I don't want to know how they do all the stunts. Not before I've seen it. Don't tell me. I want to believe in the movie magic first. Then you can tell me later how you did the tricks. Don't do that now. Don't do it now. Couple of quick reminders before we bounce out to Katie Law Goodwin and also to Andrew Grimmer. The show this week on Wednesday, we still are doing Nail the Score. That's when I picked the game of the week in the NFL. Ooh, cool. You could win wonderful prizes. All you have to do is nail the game of the week. You don't have to even like football. You just pick a side and tell me what you think the final score is going to be. We've had some big winners in the past, but we haven't had any winners lately. We got our faithful Pete in Texas, who comes out of the bunker, and Sharon in Maine, no matter what the weather, she's always there, and a slew of others who either call in or send an email. So you can be part of that. Just remember, we do it Wednesday in our last segment of our first hour, and you have to do it live. So even if you send an email, that's fine, because it wouldn't be fair to everybody else who is there with us for that moment. So good luck to everybody, and don't forget about Nail the Score. And we only have a couple more. We only have a couple more of those left, because we're at the tail end of what is shockingly a full NFL season. We're almost into the playoffs. We have, 3 weeks left, and then we're in the playoffs. And hard to believe, I said this on another show, that it seems like, weren't the Lakers just crowned NBA champs? And now we're in the preseason. Oh, we're back at it. And big contracts are being handed out all over the place. Yeah. Hang with us.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
With one coronavirus vaccine being delivered across the country and already being used to vaccinate healthcare workers and at-risk Americans, and another likely to be approved this week, a massive immunization program is just beginning. But when will the general public begin to have access to those shots? Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says that could come sooner than many thought. He tells CNBC that the possibility for more vaccines coming to market could also move that date forward.
I believe that by the end of February, into March, of course, depending on the decisions by our governors, but I believe we'll have enough supply out there to be reaching out into the general public for administration at your CVS's, Walgreens, Kroger's, and near the end of February into March. And if we get J&J and AstraZeneca coming in, their data should be here, we hope, the beginning to middle of January with FDA consideration later in the month.
This is USA Radio News. An FDA review of data from trials of Moderna's COVID vaccine confirmed that it is highly protective against the virus. The agency is expected to give the shot an emergency use approval by the end of the week, releasing a second vaccine into the national supply. Vice President Mike Pence toured a vaccine production facility in Bloomington, Indiana on Tuesday that will be part of Moderna's production chain when its vaccine receives approval. During a roundtable, he said that the nation can see light at the end of the pandemic tunnel.
We want to encourage the American people with that word. We want to build confidence about the use of the vaccine that continues to rise all across the country. We want to reassure people that as we see cases rising and hospitalization rising, that we're going to continue to work around the clock to make sure our hospitals have all the resources and the staffing needed to give your family the same level of care that we'd want a member of our family to have. So we see light at the end of the tunnel.
This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
An author's corner. So thrilled to be joined by Katie Law Goodwin. She's written a book whose title is just so delicious to me. First Kill All the Lawyers. How can you forget that? First Kill All the Lawyers. I mean, my mind goes to so many places. I know right now people across America and of course we have fans of the show in the UK and Australia and so many other places. I know you're laughing and this woman is delightful. I had the chance to talk to her off the air. So Katie, thanks so much for coming on.
Well, I am so happy to be here. And you know, First Kill All the Lawyers is a Shakespearean quote from Henry V, and it actually it's a good, it's a positive quote about lawyers, but I just really used it in other ways. And there's a subtitle in pro per because I had to go in pro per to divorce my lawyer husband, which was just real fun, real fun. Yeah.
Right. So you know all about that. So tell us about the book for people that are listening. What's the book about?
Oh, well, it's in three parts and it came about. I had didn't exactly plan this one, but it's the only one I've written. my life turned upside down when I guess it was 2001 when my husband, who I adored, said he wanted to divorce me, and I just the shock was too much. Anyway, it turned out that he took all our money, and he was a lawyer. He just did unspeakable things. And I didn't have any money. I was, my daughter was quite ill. I was taking care of a lot of things. My business was really sinking. I'm a psychotherapist and I I didn't have any clients. I really didn't. I had one, I think. And, so I started to take care of myself and become my own lawyer. So the book is about that. The first part of the book is, I must say, very funny because I use humor. Yeah, I use humor, Tylenol and coffee to get through everything. And I used a lot of humor and It's funny. It's really funny.
Well, you know, what's interesting is you came out great on the other side, but at the time when you're going through it, it's so tough, isn't it? For lots of people listening to us.
It is. And you know, it's that thing about the Chinese thing about crisis is opportunity, because it was like, it was such a dark night of the soul. It was such a spiritual horror show. And I had been this spiritual grandiose master, and I had just really, did I fall fast? Because I just had given up my practice. I had gone to India. I had a spiritual name. I was a la-di-da. And suddenly I was on the other side sinking. And I talk about it in the books, that dark night of the soul is a coin from St. John of the Cross. You know, he was put in a latrine that held him during the Spanish Inquisition. For 2 years, he couldn't stand up. He couldn't sit down. He couldn't do anything. And so when you're in that much pain, I think you either die or you pop into bliss. Well, I didn't pop into bliss, and I didn't die. But it was a true dark night of the soul where I was just, I know for sure, Kate, I didn't do it. There's no way me, moi, Kate, Katie Law Goodwin could have done what happened. And the Vedas have this beautiful saying, we're not the doer, we're the done. Because when I look back and realize I took care of, I started my business back up, it flourished. I started teaching study groups. I started a new field. I cleaned my house at midnight every night. I walked 3 dogs and I wrote my own pleadings, and I had them served on not only my lawyer, soon to be ex-husband, but his lawyer as a lawyer, went to court 2 or 3 times a week. It all flowed. It flowed. I mean, I was very, I think, a bumbling fool sometimes, but who cared? I didn't care. I have a factor of 0, because after menopause, you just do.
So you do that, and I mean, bravo. You do that. You come, like I said, you come out on the other side. What was the scariest thing about being your own lawyer? What was that like?
Losing. Losing and not knowing. There was a scary part, because he took me to trial. We didn't have anything. We were only married 3.5 years. We'd lived together. We didn't have anything. As he said, probably not committing a homicide, as I recall. actually, what was the scariest part was the trial, because I was on the witness stand. And he sued me. He took me to court for spatulas. Swear to God, he took me to court for, because you can do that. And he said, I just want to hurt her. And I was scared of my feelings, and I was scared of how I knew there would be residual stuff. I knew that there would be things that would happen to me afterwards, because I was having to hold so tight my rage. And there are still, there's about 2 years of that end of that marriage that I don't remember. I still have sort of a fugue amnesia. So I was scared, and I didn't get what I wanted. I didn't get my savings account back. And I just got very blurry and very foggy at the end, very flooded. But the third part of the book, so if you're going to read the book, you can skip part 2. It's all the forms, it's everything, but it's very accurate. But there's a little tidbits of funny in there. I just looked at it the other night, and I actually laughed out loud, and I laughed at my own book.
So you got to tell us, you're teasing us. Tell us some of the funny for people who haven't read it.
Well, okay. Okay. Well, there was this episode. He was such a boring person. I can't believe I loved him so much. That's awful to say. Oh my God, I can't believe I said that. He was so boring. He graduated first in his law class of 387 people, and he could just, he could spit back out paragraphs and commas, and he was one of those, I don't know. He was just so boring. And one night I was playing with it. We had 3 girls, and we were all calling everybody quantum particles. And he got upset because I called his daughter a tardion, because she was a little slow and sluggish. And I called my daughter a tachyon, because she was a little bit faster. And he got mad. He went crazy over quantum particles. He used to call us out in the middle of the night and interrogate us in the middle of the night, who left the ketchup bottle open. I nicknamed him the Supreme Adjudicator, and he actually adopted that as a moniker, as an email, domain thing.
Sure.
I mean, I was being facetious, and I think he had a messianic complex. But anyway, it was just ridiculous. It just became ridiculous. So looking back, I don't know. I just don't even have any feelings of rage anymore. I just can't find a lot of stuff in my memory. I think that's good because it was so traumatic. And the children were collateral damage. And as much as I think it's funny, I have a lot of guilt and a lot of upset still.
Yeah.
I think I'll process forever because I don't want to, but I have to, you know.
How are the kids doing now?
He's never let me see my stepchildren again, ever, ever, ever. My daughter, she's okay, but she's got a lot of work to do. He really messed her up. And he promised to, you know, love her and be with her, and he just walked out. He used to do the most heinous things at Christmas. He used to take all the presents under the tree and hijack us. If we didn't behave, he wouldn't put them back. That's monstrous. It's monstrous. I didn't realize it was abuse until years later when I realized how he manipulated, what he was doing to us. I mean, he was just so, there was never a raised voice, and there was never hitting. There was just abuse. There was emotional manipulation, and I talk about it, but in a funny way. I guess it's not that funny.
No. There's funny parts, definitely, and for everybody listening. So there's
really funny. It's all funny. It's all funny, but it's also poignant. It's also touching. It's also identifiable because so many women write to me and say, oh, my God, that happened to me. That happened to me. And for me, I'm pretty tough and independent and smart, but I didn't see stuff happening when it was happening. Everything was going really fast. The dog would die. His brother was shot and killed by his own son, and we were suddenly going to Arizona to take care of that. We're suddenly taking care of that, and I'm doing crisis work with my patients and my clinic. I mean, it was just so much stuff happening. He got cancer. I'm a macrobiotic cook. I cooked for him. We cured his cancer. Boom, 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 boom. Things happening so fast, fast, fast. And then I just flipped out, I guess, and I don't remember. Almost 2 years, I guess.
Wow.
Fuzzy.
Yeah.
But the only one standing at the end, to answer your question, my daughter, she's got a lot of work to keep doing because she had been very intact and then she got really, I think she got fractured, you know?
Right. I think people listening can relate to that too because you said it. The children are the collateral damage.
They sure are. Divorce sucks. It just sucks. Is that okay to say?
Yeah, it does. It does. And okay. Divorce lawyers will tell you that. What do you hope people take away from reading your book?
That they should do it themselves because, you know, when you give your money to a divorce lawyer, they can't possibly know your case. And if you have a whole lot of money, well, here's what I recommend, and I still recommend it because a lot of people have come to me. I'm not a lawyer, and I do not give legal advice, but I do sell the book. Yeah, and you can get it, you know, on Amazon or any bookstore, but
sure.
I say you can read it, but what you have to, you can do it. It's easy. You read the stuff, and I am so nonlinear. I mean, for me to read directions is laughable, but I did it. I do it. In fact, I did it so well that one time when he took me literally for kitchenware to a hearing, I read the fine print and asked for $3,000, and the judge goes, and his lawyer goes, what? She had the most annoying voice. Oh, my God. And she went, what? And the judge said, yeah, she gets to ask for money if you do this to her. And I got $3,000. They didn't do it anymore. But that's what the fine print said. Neither lawyer knew it. Ha ha. So you just read and you do your declarations and you do your pleading and you do everything. And the proof of service is a phenomenon that is really important. And that's what you have to have somebody else do. They have to take what you've done and serve it on the other party and mail it and then take it to the courthouse. And you can't do that. That was a real pain because I had to do that a lot. But I just kept finding 18-year-olds who were in the neighborhood.
Right, that would do that. Yeah. Well, the book, I love that you have the humor and you're a very funny person and a very accomplished person. So congratulations on that. And Katie Law Goodwin, First Kill All the Lawyers. You can get it on Amazon, very easy to find, or anywhere where great books are sold. So thank you.
Thanks, Kate.
This report is sponsored by Bank of America. The way we work has changed immensely this year, and technology has played a critical role in helping companies and employees adapt. Heading into a new year, the workplace will continue to evolve, making technology-driven training solutions vital to preparing our workforce for the future. Here's John Jordan, head of the Academy at Bank of America. He leads the team that onboards and trains thousands of client-facing associates each year.
At Bank of America, exceptional client care is at the core of everything we do. This starts with equipping our employees with the right skills and providing training and growth opportunities that foster upward mobility and readiness for the future. With the help of tech-driven learning tools like virtual reality and client engagement simulators, we immerse our teammates in real-life scenarios and offer a more productive learning experience, ultimately empowering them to better serve our clients.
For more about Bank of America's resources, visit about.bankofamerica.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
All right, I'm excited to be joined by our next guest here on Author's Corner, and he's in a beautiful place that now I just scribbled down, but I want to go to Mornington Peninsula in Australia because of the way he described it, the water, just the surf, the whole thing. And he's an incredible artist, and I haven't seen all of his work, but I've seen some of his work, and certainly I've seen his heart poured into Queen Alexandra's coloring book. And when you think of coloring books, adult coloring books, and what they do and the release they give to so many people and the beauty and what goes in behind it, you'll really get Andrew, I think. So, Andrew, thanks so much for coming on.
Yeah, it's an honor and a privilege. Thank you very much. I'm stoked to be here.
And I don't know if I did the peninsula justice. So kind of, you're an artist. Paint the picture, you know, with your words. What does it look like where you live?
Oh, it's beautiful here, you know, and I'm lucky enough to work right on the beach. Imagine emerald green waters, sort of like somewhere between Fiji and Greece, except for like the landscape, super rugged and dry, like classic Australia. Yeah, and big cliffs and on one side, and then like a beautiful big bay with gentle calm waters on the other. Yeah, we've got some nice animals and hills and lots of forests. So it's a beautiful place, just an hour from the city.
Yeah, inspiring when I hear you talk about it, and probably a great place to be right now. So tell us what led to Queen Alexandra's coloring book.
Oh, I suppose I'm inspired by that 8-year-old me, or that you know, 7-year-old girl who is talented. And I remember always, you know, butterflies was one of those things that I went through a stage of drawing over and over again because of the nice, easy shape. I guess that was the inspiration, you know, and, yeah, I wanted to, I had my son, was born just a couple of years earlier, and I wanted to, I don't know, leave something, you know, in the world for him.
That he could see and that he would be aware that you created. So when you go, when you set out to create a coloring book, I mean, I'll just tell you, if it were me, it would be stick figures and it would be horrible because I do not have the beautiful talent that you have. Like, so when you sit down as an artist and you decide, okay, I'm going to do this, how do you work that out page by page? How do you design that?
Well, I actually thought about it for a long time because I came up with the idea and when it was time to do it, when I was ready to do it, I actually got invited to go overseas to work on Loving Vincent. Loving Vincent was nominated for an Oscar and won Best Animated Feature at the European Film Awards. It's full-length feature film about Vincent van Gogh. And so I worked there for 6 months and had an amazing time over there. And the whole time knowing that when I got back to Australia that I was going to, you know, make a colouring book. So there's a lot of things that are therapeutic and beautiful about colouring books, you know. And so I looked into it a little bit and it seems like there was a lot of patterns and there was a lot of nature, and I thought the butterfly is perfect. It's both. It's, you know, it's nature with patterns in it. So, and then I got to Australia and then it was like full steam ahead. I had all of that painting fitness from 6 months of like every day working on it, you know? Yeah.
And so you were ready to put it together. You had the ideas that were already floating around. See that? Floating around in your head like a butterfly. And then there you go. You pull it together. When you see it actually take form, your artwork take form where you can share that with other people who get to also put their stamp on it, what does that feel like?
you mean... What do you mean?
You did the design. Right. You hand me the book, and now I have all these. Yeah, and I have all these crowns, and I can color or do whatever I want with it.
Yeah. No, I'm stoked with the book. That's one of the things about it. Is like I've had so many children paint on it, and they're all doing amazing stuff. Like, can I show you? Look at this one.
Absolutely, and I'm gonna post that for the listeners to
That's
see.
A 5-year-old. Boy that did that at the time. So, it's great. I wouldn't mind if somebody took spray paint to it and just colored the whole thing and did it's paper, right?
Right.
Yeah. I hope, you know, there's some cool things in it. You know, the butterfly turns into a zebra and sort of like, I've put a little me into it.
Right. So you and that's the whole thing about it. When you have twists in the coloring book, and I think the coloring book is for kids or for adults. I think anyone can use it.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
What did your
COVID and lockdown and you know, it's you need something to keep you mind occupied and to be focused on so that you know for your mental health and things. Anyone who, you know, likes colouring and it's cool. It's, you know, you need those things around you to be able to spend that time, you know, clearing your mind.
What do you hope people take away from, they get the book, you know, they get the colouring book, what do you hope kids or older people take away from you're getting your book and looking at really your artwork that they're filling in the pieces.
Well, so the thing that I've tried to do with this coloring book that I don't see a lot is it's shaded. It's not just outline drawings. It's shaded with grayscale. And so you could spill your cup of coffee on it and it'll look like this beautiful work of art. That's the trick to doing good paintings is to do good drawings. And so I guess if you bought the book and you want to take a slice of my knowledge, that's the most you could get out of it. Do some nice drawings and then, paint them and end up with some nice paintings.
Yeah. I would be remiss if I didn't ask you, and by the way, you can get Queen Alexandra's coloring book on Amazon. You can find it a lot of different places. We're talking to Andrew Grimmer. And Andrew, you mentioned Loving Vincent and getting a chance to work on Loving Vincent. Tell everybody, and that was a beautiful film, tell everybody what you did on that film. What was your job?
I was one of the painters. I was a painter / animator. So I go in the morning, have my breakfast and paint, We'd have like a projector and a camera behind us and a computer next to us and a board, like a canvas in front of us. And we project the shot and paint it and take a couple of photos. And then we click over to the next shot to make up the scene. And, so I'd have to like scrape the whole painting back and repaint it again from scratch. But I had all my colors set. And so I painted every day for 6 months, about 10 hours a day, well, 6 days a week. And had an absolute blast, fell in love with Poland, in Gdańsk is where we stayed. And I'd never been around history like that before. It was cool, really cool.
And what a cool opportunity for you, too. And it just goes to show if you take the leap, things will happen. Because you took the leap. Somebody told you to apply for that.
Yeah, that's right. I feel a little bit like I've just jumped off a cliff now, Kate. I hope my parachute will open soon.
You did not. I think it's wonderful that you had that opportunity. It was a great learning opportunity to be with some really creative people, I can only imagine. And I can't wait to see what we see from you in the future.
Me too.
Perfect place to end this. Me too. I love that. We'll see what we see in the future out of Andrew, and I'm sure it's going to be lovely and amazing because who knows what he does next. Andrew, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you, Kate. Absolute honor and pleasure. Good luck with everything.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they share with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.